It's time for an Auburn tradition unlike any other. It's updated height and weight charts. Let's go.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. As March is closing in and spring practice is only a couple of weeks away. Spring practice starting is only just a little over 2 weeks away. It's time to recklessly boog over updated height and weights of our hulking super teens and young 20 super athletes as they get ready to kick off the campaign to march towards this 2025 season. And you always start that in the spring, and this is always fun to do. Look at all the guys that come in that have made big gains. There's some that have made big losses that are going to be beneficial. Lost some good weight. And then look at some of the more impressive newcomers as they've gotten enrolled, started kind of working out, getting in the system. Check out some that are coming in, some of them ready to play in football shape. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Definitely go to UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Use coupon code BARN25 to take 25% off your order. You're already saving because you're buying in larger quantities. If you love salsa and you're tired of the same old, store-bought salsa, get you the closest thing you can get to restaurant quality with a little bit of a southern kick to it. They got a mild flavor. They got a hot flavor. So whatever you like, they got it. You can get it at any Publix across the state of Alabama, Piggly Wiggly's in Birmingham. And again, if you don't have them in the grocery store near you, you can definitely check them out online. Auburn family, love them, support them. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce, it's good, y'all. I wanted to break this down into three categories. Okay, we're going to start off with, obviously, you got to start off with the gains, biggest gains. Even though I think some of the losses are might as well be gains, because you're just getting in better shape. You're getting in better playing shape. So, but let's start with the gainers. Number one, right off the bat, my man from Chilton County, DeMarcus Riddick, gaining seven, you know it's going to be good pounds, seven solid pounds. Played last year at a position a little bit underweight, I think. He just made up for it in just pure speed, raw speed and agility. Gained 7 pounds, up 6'2", 224. I'm so curious to see where they play him. I mean, if he feels like he could be, we talked about it earlier, that Harold Perkins type role where he may not necessarily be just a traditional linebacker, but you can line him up all over the field. And now he's put on the pounds to kind of help sustain that contact, sustain all those blows to the body that position's probably going to take, from taking on blockers. I mean, he was basically just kind of playing a contain role last year. Hey, if you're going to come downhill, you're going to have to blow up some guards. That's one of my favorite things in the world. If I can see a linebacker come downhill and just erase a pulling guard, I'm jumping up and down and shaking people around me. I love it. I love seeing guys like DeMarcus, leadership of coming in, accepting the training, getting after it in the weight room and showing big gains. DeMarcus Riddick gaining 7 pounds, 6'2", 224. Love it, love it, love it. Malik Blockton, talk about surprise, man. I expected Malik Blockton maybe by like his junior year to be a baller. Get a little playing time his sophomore year, and then move into a starting role his junior year. I mean, a little bit underrated, not a lot of fanfare around him. He came in with his hair on fire, got into a carved out a starting role in like that rabbit package where he's, you know, when we go into, you know, more of a, we're more of a pass rushing situation or we got to cover, you know, it's a spread out formation. He kind of carved out a role for himself and then kind of worked himself into being a more of a full-time player, but he was a little bit undersized at that position. He's gained 10 pounds. Now he's 6'3", 301 of just nasty, just ready to go inside defensive lineman. I was so concerned about size inside. I was really concerned about how big we could be inside after the loss of, I mean, just think about it, Isaiah Rakes, Jason Jones, all these big guys, Trill Carter, like the guys that were, you know, your 300-pounders that could go in there and hold a block, plug a gap. Malik Blockton, 6'3", 301. And, hey, let me tell you something. That's a bad 301. That ain't talking – and I'm saying bad. I'm not talking about bad. I'm talking about bad 301. He's solid. He's going to be coming at you at 301. I love it. I love his motor. I love his intensity. I love his professionalism at a young age. Hey man, this is business. I'm here to make waves. I love this Malik Blockton. Kind of going on that same note, get a big gains inside. Bobby Travis coming out of nowhere last year, getting a lot of snaps, adding 12 pounds to be 6'4", 305. So right there, you got 6'3", 301, 6'4", 305, right up the gut. Come get some. What a cool story, Bobby Travis. I guess since he was a JUCO guy, he's got like 10 years left of eligibility. That's a big deal. So to see him, you know, continue to get better, growing, filling out, 6'4", 305, man. That's some beef right there in the middle. I love it. I love beef in the middle. Big gains from a position where we felt like we had to have more size, and they did it. I love those, man. That's some very, very – that's some good stuff right there. Too Tall Miller, thank God he's back. We got – that's another one of the JUCO specials. We get Too Tall Miller back. This was kind of something we talked about yesterday. If Deuce Knight gets him a little bit of playing time, right tackle becomes just as important as left tackle. And hey, it ain't like it's just a switch. It's not like it's just switching hands. That's a whole different position. You know what I mean? That's a whole different style. Like you're dropping with a whole different foot. You're setting the edge at a whole different angle. Like you're doing so many. You're punching with different hands. Like it's a completely different ball game. Having him there just in case, hey, if Deuce Knight gets some playing time, you need to have a good right tackle. We get Isaiah Miller back, gained 10 pounds, 6'5", 311. That's NFL tackle size. He was always a little bit undersized. He steadily gained. He steadily put on the right weight. I think he's going to be healthy, you know, this year. He's been dinged up, you know, seemingly every year he's been here. Hopefully he's had time. He'll be healthy going into this season. Love that. 6'5", 311, right tackle. That ain't even a left tackle. That's your right tackle. Get at it. Love that. Love Isaiah Miller. So fired up, he gets another year. And then the last one on biggest gainers, Jamonta Waller. Haven't seen a lot of him. Haven't seen a lot of Jamonta. Broke his foot. Missed a lot of last year. But this kid is pure explosion. He is TNT dynamite at that edge buck position, whatever you want to call it. I think we call it buck. Pass rush specialist, explosive first couple of steps. Now, not only is he going to be explosive, but he's going to have the weight to be more than just a one-trick pony. 6 foot, a little bit smaller, 6 foot, 245. Hey, Dwight Freeney was kind of short. So I'm not worried about the height so much as the weight, adding 11 pounds, ready for the SEC grind. Hey, this is the year for him. Redshirted last year. This is a good year for him. You feel like Kieron Crawford's going to be your starting buck, but that position's a little bit open. And it's good to see him putting in the work to become that next guy. So I dig it. I love big gains. We're going to talk about biggest losers, but it's a good thing. It's not biggest losers in a bad way. Biggest losers in a good way here in just a second. Before we do that, got to give a shout out to Roback. Go to roback.com, use coupon code button20 to take 20% off. I am a top button guy. Okay. The reason I'm a top button guy is because collars freak me out. If you got a crappy collar on your polo, I just don't dig it. It flops around, doesn't feel good. So you know what I do? I got to button it up to keep it all up. And then it just kind of came a thing. But Roback, awesome structured collars, great feeling shirt, high quality shirt, fun prints. If you love prints, if you want to kind of stand out in a crowd, they got stuff for you there. They got the basics as well. They got the solid colors. They got just your classic stripes. Then they got pullovers, hoodies. They got Auburn license gear, everything you can imagine at roback.com. Make sure you use coupon code button20. That's a new one. Save it. Remember it and save. Roback.com. Let's switch to the biggest losers now. Number one, this is the biggest one of the whole show to me. Keldrick Faulk, down 18 pounds to 6'6", 270. He was a monster last year. Don't get me wrong. But there were times where it felt like he's too big. 6'6", 288, 290 at a defensive end position, not really an interior position. Someone you don't 100% need to rely on as a pass rusher, but if he can be a pass rusher, that's a huge bonus. I just felt like last year, even though he was a beast, he was playing a little bit too heavy. He's trimmed down 18 pounds. Hey, it's hard to lose 18 pounds in a couple of years, and to lose it just over the period of a few months. This guy is working out, working hard. He is going to be a lean 270, a bad 270, and he's going to be ready to go. And he's going to help us more, I think, pass rushing than just being an all-around player. I think he's going to be this is going to help him be a much more of a factor getting after the quarterback. You know, those third downs when we're, you know, maybe not rushing as many as we like. Hey, you got Keldrick Faulk now that could be, hey, he could be a nightmare on a three-man rush. Obviously, we all hope that doesn't happen quite as much as it happened last year if we're nitpicking the defense, but I love that, man. Down 18 pounds, ready to roll, 6'6", 270, and it is very well put together. That kid's going to have a really, really good year. That's an NFL player right there. NFL GMs are drooling over this. They cannot wait for this kid to finish this season, hopefully healthy, to get ready to play, to go in the draft. He's going to go high. He's going to go quick. He's going to be one of the better players in the NFL draft this year, and that's good because that's Hugh's first class right there. First class, you get you a NFL draft pick. That's a good sales pitch. Next one, Perry Thompson, down 5 pounds to 6'3", 217. Look, this kind of answers one of my questions from earlier that I felt like Perry Thompson could probably play more. He could beef up a little bit more and play more of that big slot role, that big tight end, hybrid role. It feels like, hey, he's going to be a wide receiver. He's a wide receiver. He's an outside guy. Dropped 5 pounds. There was times that last year I felt like he was a little bit too big as well. Same thing with J.J. Faulk, 6'6", he was like 6'6", 223, 225. Now he did dust a couple of dudes on some deep routes. He connected on one. He's missed on a few. But overall, I mean, he is a true burner. And the more lean he can be, the faster he can be, the more effective he can be. I like this. I think this was more so of reshaping than anything, getting out of bad weight and getting into good weight, dropping 5 pounds. I think, you know, we've done shows on Malcolm Simmons. We've done shows on Cam Coleman. We've done shows on Eric Singleton Jr. But I think Perry Thompson is primed to get, I think he's primed and ready to go. This spring's big for him. I think he's going to carve him out a role and really, really make some noise this year. So looking forward to seeing what happens with Perry Thompson, lean, mean, and ready to roll. Amaris Williams, very similar to Keldrick Falk. Amaris is not as tall as Keldrick, okay? But last year, he just about weighed as much as him. You know, he was, you know, he's dropped 8 pounds. He's down to 6'2", 261. I think he dropped more than that because he looked bigger than just, he looked bigger than 270 on the field at times last year. But he's another one where you need more pass rush. It's pass rush. You need a guy that can be that freak athlete that he was in high school. And this is definitely going to help him. Dropping 8 pounds, 6'2", 261. Absolutely love it. Braden Joyner, look, say what you want about Braden Joyner, but that son of a gun, when he went in last year, when called upon, he was very effective. I thought played really well at times. He's obviously limited. Dropping 17 pounds, getting to 6'2", 311. So he's not super tall for an offensive lineman. He's a little bit shorter than even what an interior lineman, you know, typically needs to be. You want 6'3", 6'4". But he was big. He was big. I think this is going to help mobility. It's going to help. We ask a lot of the guards, and I think this is going to help him be more athletic. I think he's a really good athlete in general. He played center in high school. I think he's a good athlete. I think maybe he kind of gained weight out of being, you know, that, you know, I guess showing that athleticism. So dropping 17 pounds to 6'2", 311. I dig that. I'm not sure exactly what his role is going to be this year, but that's good to know that that's coming off the bench if need be. And then the guy we haven't really seen a lot of, he was in Hughes first class. You're always waiting for this guy to pop, but Terrence Love, it's almost like we can't really decide where we need him to be. Last year, he was huge. I mean, he was 6'3", to over 220, looked like a linebacker, didn't get a lot of playing time. Speed was a question. Speed was something that you were worried about. He's dropped 8 pounds. He's down to 6'2", 212. I mean, that is lean and ready to go. And I'm hoping, you know, I know this safety room is loaded with young talent. I'm hoping he can carve himself out a role because I think he can be a really good player. And this is his junior year. So this is year three. So it's time to make some noise. But good to see him drop some weight. That to me is safety size. 6'2", 212. That's a good frame. That's good safety size. And hopefully losing some of that weight can help him, you know, increase his speed a little bit. Because I think, again, that's the biggest concern with him. Most impressive newcomers. Okay, this is your freshman. This is your portal guy, mostly freshman, though. Elijah Melendez. Guys, true freshman linebacker. You know I loved him. I said he's pure hate and violence. That's what he is. He's full of – when he plays football, it's full of hate and violence. You want to talk about deleting offensive linemen? You want to talk about coming downhill and blowing up plays? 6'2", 231 as a true freshman. Get some. Get some of that. You want to talk about hulking super team? This kid's going to be a menace. He's going to be an absolute menace. If he can pick up the defense, I mean, you're talking, he could be a year one guy. I mean, year one, multi snaps, big portion of the snaps guy. Love this kid. Held on to him late. Oregon tried everything they could with Phil Knight money to try to get him away. We hung on to him. 6'2", 231. Holy cow. Let's go. Give me some. Let's go. I want four of those. I want four linebackers that exact same size. Love it. Love it. Brody Shull, 4-star offensive tackle, broke the curse of the offensive tackle recruiting. I think one of the top players in the state of Oklahoma comes in as a freshman, 6'5", 304. You expect, like, some of our tackles in the past, they'll come in, you know, 6'5". You know, you can get 6'5", 6'6", pretty easy, but they're typically, you know, 260, 270. 6'5", 304. That's another kid that's well put together. Excited to see his development. Got to get to where you can show that you can play some kids you recruited out of high school. You got to show that you can develop kids that you bring in out of high school, especially guys that are four-star or better at the offensive tackle position. And you're not just having to keep continuing to dip into the well of the portal like we've had to because of the depth chart situation we were in when Hugh Freeze took over. Brody Shull, fired up about him. I think he can be a really good player. Sam Turner, unsung player, of the one of the more unsung players of the class, you know, late addition. You know, so I say late, it was like October, which it used to be early, but one of the later additions to the class, not incredibly highly rated. Love this film, love this production. 6'1", 200 as a freshman. That's an NFL body already. And that's what everybody's been saying about this kid. Loves workouts, physically looks just as good as any wide receiver on the field. Put together really well, work ethic's really, really up there. I think this kid could be a player. I think this kid could be a player, and he may make some dudes nervous year one. So I'm anxious to see his development. 6'1", 200, love that. Continuing the theme of size on the interior, Dallas Walker, the transfer from Western Kentucky via Texas A&M, 6'3", 327. So, look, Malik Blockton, 6'3", 301. Bobby Travis, 6'4", 305. Dallas Walker, 6'3", 327. That's some beef. That's some beef, and that's some options right there. I know that Malik and Bobby are not necessarily true noses, but hey, Bobby's played some at nose. He played some at nose last year, but you don't necessarily, I mean, you can formation different if you need to, if you don't just want that true zero, that true nose, but man, love that size, 6'3". I expected him, honestly, I expected him to be heavier, which is not a good thing on that frame at 6'3". It looks like, I mean, 6'3", 327, That's good size for that position. I'm fired up about that, that he's not like 6'3", 350 or 360, because then it's like, man, we got a lot of work to do. 6'3", 327, that dude's ready. That dude's ready. And then the tight ends, the freshman tight ends, I'm putting these in a together. You know, I was doing five each, but I'm putting these together. Ryan Gee, 6'5", 256. Luke Deal was 6'5", 259 last year as a sixth-year senior. So he's Luke Deal size. Probably going to play that Luke Deal role a little bit more than just your, like, you know, your pass catching tight end. And he's already got the, you know, size tools to be there. I would expect, as much as Luke played last year, I would expect Ryan Gee to be able to maybe pick off some of those snaps and some of those formations at that size. If he's ready to go, he's clearly putting in the work in the offseason to get there quick. 6'5", 256. And then Hollis Davidson, 6'5". That's 2 6'5" tight ends, 231. That's perfect. That is perfect for that Rivaldo role. There's even times when I thought Rivaldo was too big. He was still a freak athlete, but Hollis can run, okay? Hollis Davidson can run. He'd probably be a sub 4.6 guy in the 40. At 6'5", 231, he can be a receiving threat. Again, I don't know how much these two guys will play right away, but I'm very, very excited about their starting size. The way they are when they come in fires me up, man. I love height, weight charts. Right, that means spring is close. They'll do an updated one again, you know, towards the end of the season after summer and all that good stuff. You'll see some more gains, but feels like football's getting a little bit closer. Fired up for it. So love talking about hulking super teens, love talking about dudes putting on good weight, losing good weight, and then all the new guys, new faces that are coming in. So really appreciate it. again, don't forget, you got to sign up for thebarnauburn.com. Take $25 off your annual membership for 2025. And then I haven't done this much, but hey, if you need a realtor, you want to buy a house, you want to sell, need to sell a house, you want to build a house, hit me up. Give me a shout. You can email me at krush@thekeyagency.realestate, and I'll definitely help you out. Love to work with you. Love to chat with you and see if I can help you and your family get where you need to be. So definitely check it out there. Guys, I appreciate it again. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We'll be back again every single daggum day this week. Going to have some basketball tonight. Big Florida loss last night. That was big. You feel like if you win tonight, you just about all, you almost can guarantee a share. Because it's just hard to imagine Alabama is going to go undefeated over the, you know, the gauntlet that they have. And then obviously you get to play them at the end of the year. So big stuff for basketball. So let's see what happens tonight. Guys, again, we'll be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.